This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
We live in an unsafe world, and that world was created by leftists, and it was made to be supervised by Joe Biden. The world is already unsafe under leftism because everywhere you see major problems where there's war, and war is an interesting way, you think about, you know, how do you define war? But wherever you have war, and I'm going to explain that in a second, you have pervasive leftism. You don't have conservatives when you have war. Conservatives know how to communicate, how to talk, how to work things out peacefully. That's what conservatism is about. Now, we have the obvious wars. Right now in America, we're fighting obvious wars. The obvious war we're fighting is the one with Russia. The proxy war Joe Biden allowed to get started when he gave Putin permission to go in and save the Russians. And had it ended there, had they not tried to demonize Putin, who'd gone to the UN multiple times to say, look, they're killing my citizens. I need to do something. There was an 8-year war that was going on inside of Ukraine post-Soviet breakup of the Soviet Union. And the Soviets got tired of it. There was a resistance movement in the Donbass region of Ukraine. And there was a resistance movement because these people don't think of themselves as Ukrainians. They think of themselves as Russian. And Joe Biden knew this when he gave Russia permission. And people went after Joe Biden. They were like, oh, he just, didn't he say to give Russia permission? Well, he did. But it wasn't an accident per se. He was like, you know, if this guy just goes in and does the basics, gets his people or whatever, he's done. But they're going to make Russia, oh, they're expansionists. Hey, they're trying to pull another Hitler. Welcome back, everybody. Kevin Jackson's here listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Well, welcome, welcome back, either one. Doesn't matter. So you've got this that war. Then you got the war that Joe Biden started by allowing Hamas to amass mass weapons, weapons of war, and go in and kill, you know, 1,500 or so Israelis in a terror attack. And now that war is beginning to escalate because Joe Biden doesn't know how to get out of things. Joe Biden only knows how to create more chaos because that is what leftists are. They are agents of chaos. Here's somebody talking about the ground war that was expected. Hamas, who, by the way, orchestrated this terror attack with very clandestine activities. Nobody knew what was going on. And now they know that Israel was going to invade Gaza, and they were prepared for it. And here's a clip on that.
We talk a lot about urban warfare and how difficult the battle in Gaza would be. And it's not just the fact that Gaza is among the most densely populated places on the planet, but it also has more than 1,000 miles of these underground tunnels. The chief correspondent, Jonathan Hunt, has spent plenty of time in Gaza. He joins us more with this. This is going to be a very difficult battle for the Israelis.
It's going to be a horrific battle for the Israelis, Trace. The defense minister, Yoav Gallant, said again today that it is going to be a long, long battle, and anybody who's spent any time in Gaza will know that. Leaving aside just the network of tunnels beneath Gaza City, the main city in Gaza, and Khan Yunis down in the south, where there's another big network of tunnels underneath and around that city. Leaving that aside, just the cities themselves are so densely packed, densely built. That kind of urban warfare is every soldier's nightmare. Now, the Israeli soldiers are probably better trained than anybody in dealing with that kind of thing. They are prepared for anything. They have the kind of weapons that other military forces around the world would love to have. A lot of technology I think we're going to see that has not been used before, which will play out now. But this is going to be horrific. Hamas, nobody should think that Hamas is just been planning for this since October 7th. Obviously, they were planning for the aftermath of this as they planned for the terrorist attacks themselves. Right. So they have had plenty of time to prepare. They know what they're doing, and they said again today, we are ready.
Specifically, Jonathan, I'm curious about the tunnels themselves. You've been in there. What do they look like, and how formidable are they for Israeli soldiers?
Well, they have been building them up for more than a decade. Now, remember, Hamas took over Gaza in 2007, and all part of a very long-term plan, those tunnels. They were pretty rudimentary to begin with, but they have built them up now with concrete. They're concrete reinforced. They have various rooms where they can get together and plan these things. They have all the facilities they need. And we heard the one hostage who came out last week, the grandmother who talked.
Right.
She was talking about how much medical supplies they have there. So all of these supplies that have been going in before October 7th, a lot of that has not gone anywhere near the Palestinian people. It's gone straight down into those tunnels where it's been stockpiled. They are well prepared.
Which is an indication that they've been preparing for quite some time.
All that money that the United States sends to all these different places, and you know what happens? It just goes to be used against us, used against our enemies. But hey, who are we to complain, right? We're just taxpayers. Urban warfare, one of the most dense areas in the world, population, with thousands of miles of underground tunnels that they've been building out for years. Why? In preparation of getting the Israelis. Anybody think those tunnels might go actually under and into Israel? They say anticipate a long battle. Means we're going to be, again, Americans extricated into another war, pulled, not extricated, freed from, pulled into another war that people believe will escalate. They think it's going to escalate. They think this part of it is just the beginning. Joe Biden just sent a couple of missiles over to Syria to blow up the Iranian Republican Guard's stockpiles of weapons, but that wasn't the reason he did it. We'll talk more about that maybe a little bit later. He didn't do it for that. Joe Biden did it to play cover his butt. Poll numbers dipping. Got to do something, right, Joe? Man, we got a great hour of radio today. Because what I won't let the left do is deter me from giving you the real skinny. What I think is what we should be looking at. Because what's in front of your face is not what you should be looking at. It's always something behind the scenes. Always. I talked about wars. This inner city, we are fighting the biggest war of our lives, bigger than the Civil War. Not because of weaponry and a number of people who will be killed outright. In other words, you can see the tragedy of war when bodies are laying on the ground. You can't see it when it's COVID that's killing you, or when it's drive-by shootings that are killing you, or when it's some sort of leftist brutality because leftists let somebody out of prison who then kills you. That body count doesn't look the same, but it's just as bad. We'll be right back.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a difference. Hey folks, Kevin Jackson here, founder of the Kevin Jackson Network. Everything that we do in this organization is God inspired. And I say often, it's all God's plan, because it is. Our merch didn't reflect that message, however. But I got the message, and we retooled things. And as with everything that we do at the Kevin Jackson Network, we wish to inspire and empower. So now we've created merch that showcases the things that create passion. merchandise that captures the American spirit. Come see our unique products at the Kevin Jackson Network, items that you can't get anywhere else. And we will be adding products routinely, products with messages sure to be seen. Our merch is our message. Are you willing to help us share our message with others? The world is changing, and it's up to us to inspire. Showcase who you are with our products. Visit shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Youngevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Youngevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Radio show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
It was bound to happen. Biden had to attack. He's got to do something, right? He's got to get people's attention away from all the problems that they face. The day-to-day stuff that's happening that are driving people crazy, that are making people commit suicide, forcing families to make very, very difficult decisions about things going on. I mean, it's an ugly world out there under Joe Biden. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. With poll numbers dipping, Joe Biden forced to act. You want to look at the numbers? We talked about it a little bit last week. 75% of Democrat respondents to a Gallup poll approve of Joe Biden. It's 11 points down. Now, as I said, I don't believe those numbers. I don't believe Joe Biden's had 86% approval in anything he's ever done his entire career.
But what you need to look at is the trend line, the fact that the media is even reporting down double digits. Remember not that long ago when they told us that Trump was up double digits in almost every battleground state? Why are we even using almost? Trump's up double digits in every battleground state. It was true in 2020 and it's going to be true in 2024. The problem is Joe Biden's not going to be around. And I spent an entire hour telling you why earlier. These people are abandoning him. He's dipped 4 points from independence. We're talking about a small amount of time. Republicans, he stayed the same. He's only 5% approval by Republicans, which honestly, by most standards, is still pretty low. People don't like Joe Biden. They don't like Joe Biden and they don't like his performance. And it's funny because people will always act as if, oh, they love Joe Biden. He's everybody's uncle. No, he isn't. He's that guy you would never let your kids babysit your kids. He's the guy you keep your eye on. When you're in your kid goes in the public restroom and Biden walks in, you go in and you make sure everything's going to be cool. That's the guy Biden is. But they want you to believe he's just a likable guy. But that's going to go away. Joe Biden is escalating war because he wants to make people feel like he's out there. He's done something. War is, as they say, the great equalizer. Not so much for the conflict and what it involves. It's the equalizer politically. It'll make him appear strong and youthful and young. Remember, I don't know if you guys have watched the video, that one where he falls up 2 steps. But before that, he's running. He's like looking at the audience. Hey, look at me. I'm young and I'm vibrant. And he gets to the steps and goes, ka-plunk, ka-plunk. And reminds everybody, he ain't young and he ain't vibrant. And I'm going to tell you, this is the worst period in my life. And I'm a kid that went through the 70s watching gas lines, watching my grandparents, you know, wait in line to get gas. Odd days and even days. We never missed a meal. I mean, I was never hungry. But I know we went through some rough times. So anyway, with Biden's numbers coming in like he is, he's got to do something to keep people from focusing on the corruption of his family. So he's escalating the war. And according to Time, Biden ordered these airstrikes. The targets were in eastern Syria. But they say the intended recipient of the message he was sending was not in Syria. Both the weapons depot and the ammunition dump blown up by F-16 jets were linked to Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps. That's like their Navy SEALs, who defense officials say have employed proxy forces to execute a string of attacks against U.S. bases. And we talked about this. Our bases have been attacked multiple times, dozens of times, and Joe Biden's first responding. And you know what we heard last week? We heard Joe Biden didn't want to let people know that these attacks had already been going on. They kept it a secret. Why? Because they didn't want people to know Joe Biden is indecisive. They say he's hoping to convince Tehran to end the conflict before things go too far. Now, last time I checked, Tehran's not in this war. It's between Hamas and Israel. And Israel is fighting the actual war against the terrorists. Joe Biden, on the other hand, is fighting against Israel by giving Iran money and then saying, listen, guys, why don't you end this conflict, end this war that we know you're starting because we know you are condoning terrorism. But you know what? We don't want to tell people that. We don't want people to know that firsthand. But would you please stop? And they say Iran's not going to pull back. You know, let me tell you what the scuttlebutt is on the street. The scuttlebutt is that Iran is going to build that nuclear bomb that Barack Obama let them start to build and Joe Biden has let them start to build. And the only interruption to them getting the nuclear bomb was anybody? Anybody? Donald Trump. The ironies here are astounding, people. It's astounding. Biden invited Russia to invade Ukraine. He started this war. Then he sent billions to Iran. He financed Hamas
by way of Iran to attack Israel. And now he wants Iran to back off. Will you just back off? Please remember, that money was for humanitarian purposes that we gave you. Lifting of the sanctions and allowing you to have billions of dollars of additional funding now to wage terror all over the world. Well, come on, guys. That's not what this was in, the intent was. I got to tell you, I'm afraid of what Biden will do next. If this is the way he treats his friends, I'm talking about Israel. What's it going to mean? I wrote about this the other day with friends like Biden who needs enemies. This is savagery. And what's interesting is if by any level standard, any sane standards, people would be calling for his head. And I hate to keep doing this, but if Donald Trump did this, I tell you, we'd be all over him. I would say, what is with your foreign policy? What foreign policy do you have that says invade a country and then we're going to send billions to Ukraine and pretend that you're the bad guy, Putin? What policy do you have to say we're going to let the people who fund terror have access to their money and we're going to, because money's, you know, act as if money's not fungible. In other words, it can't be used for anything except what we tell you. What planet do these people live on? This is pathetic on at every level. And you can't get a Democrat to really pay attention to it. You can't get a Democrat to really look at this and say, you know what? Well, I shouldn't say that. They are starting to do that. But I'm saying the Democrats in power, they don't say it outright, but they hint at it. Like Dean Phillips, it says, we got a primary Joe Biden. Like RFK, that says, I'm going to run against him because I don't like what he did during COVID, and I don't like the way he's running the country. And many others who are either shifting to become independents or looking at the Republican Party for the first time, like young black men who have watched what's happened to Trump and they're revolting. We'll be back.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
It's obvious the unthinkable is happening. With all the recent media distractions, most folks never saw it coming. But a few did. Their guts told them something very wrong was going on. And now the headlines are proving them right. The people in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. Folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells biomass stoves, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, gravity-powered water filters, heirloom seeds, and survival gear that may come in handy soon. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Tim Berg. Israel says it's continuing to expand its ground operation in Gaza. Over 9,000 people have been killed in the war between Israel and Hamas as it stretches past the 3-week mark. Dale Heinrich, spokesperson for the Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, is blaming Iran for funding the Hamas attacks on Israeli citizens on October 7th. Heinrich discusses Iran's role in the Israel-Hamas war on Fox News.
They're the ones that are funding Hamas with over 93% of their budget. They're 100% funding the second largest terrorist organization in the Gaza Strip, the Palestinian Islamic Jihad. And, of course, when we come to talk about the Hezbollah in the north, in Lebanon, and the Houthis in Yemen, and so on.
Open enrollment for Obamacare begins on November 1st. If you're interested, check out healthcare.gov. Tim Berg, USA News.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show.
Huge backfire for the Democrats going after Trump. Huge, and it's breaking. Yeah, now, it's not breaking for me because I told you guys, I said, when you go after Trump, you don't understand what you've done. You have stirred the hornet's nest. Donald Trump is impervious to people going after him the way you do traditional certainly Republicans, because, you know, look at what happens with Democrats. You go after them, it's a badge of honor. You know, so what Hunter Biden had a gun? So what, he snorts cocaine off of prostitutes? Or has sex with prostitutes on camera and snorts coke? And so what, his money's tied to daddy and daddy sends him $100,000 so he can pay off Russian pimps and pay off the prostitutes? And he flies them around violating all kind of, what, I don't know the different acts, but he flies his booty around so he can have it whenever he wants it. And oh, by the way, lies about it on his taxes. Then when he has a tax problem, somebody comes and gives him money, but he doesn't have to declare that as income. And so what, he's cheating. So what, he knows that he's lying when he says, oh, my golf membership was my sex club membership. He's above the law. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson, you're listening to. But Donald Trump, see, Biden needs the cover of the CIA, the NSA, the FBI, and his daddy. He needs all that. Donald Trump only needs to be Donald Trump. And let me tell you, who's more effective? I'm going to tell you the outcome for Hunter Biden. His butt is in trouble. He's in trouble. He can deny a weapons charge, but let me tell you what that did to the brothers. The brothers in the community went, what? This white boy got a gun. He don't need a gun. He got Secret Service protection. He ain't even anywhere near where he needs a gun, and he just wanted one so he could be bad. But we got to carry guns for our actual safety. And when you catch a case, it isn't because you're necessarily a bad person. It's because you know you need it for protection. Do you get off of your case? I don't think so. So these optics are not good. Donald Trump is in over 600 rap songs. Rappers wanted to beat this man. People want to be this man. Trophy wife, billionaire, iconic name, I mean, cross promotional star. Not just as a businessman, but as an entertainment person as well. How many people get to be that? To be that's a double threat. For all we know, he can sing and dance, and he's a quadruple threat. Again, Kevin Jackson, who you're listening to. I told people, this would backfire on the Democrats. You can't go after a guy that everybody liked. You try to make him into a pariah, which means now I got to deal with, wait a minute, I'm Eminem and I don't like him now. I liked him before, but I'm Snoop. I don't like him now, but I liked him before. Oh, you can front, but people around you, they get it. In fact, Melissa played a video for me, and there's a brother. He said, what are you talking about? He goes, I've liked Trump since the beginning. What changed? What did he do? He's the same dude. And he talked about, I watched him get NAACP awards. This is a New York Negro talking about, I know what Donald Trump is about. Ain't nothing changed about that man. You ain't good. He goes, I swear it's the truth. I said, I got a picture of Martin Luther King and Jesus and Donald Trump in my house. I started laughing. Brothers love Donald Trump. And they love him at their core, at his core. Because what has Donald Trump done to them? Nothing. Made them dream. Made them want the bling. Donald Trump is a hero in the black community, and the muscle memory of that is not going to go away because you made him into something bad because he decided to become a Republican. And there are a lot of black folks that recognize it. And this brother, I'm going to get the clip because I don't even want to try to explain it. Melissa's got the clip. I got to get it. Y'all put that a note to get from Melissa. But she knows what she's talking about when she finds this stuff, and she sends it to me. And this dude is giving you raw truth. I'm telling you, folks, I told you, Democrats are going to regret their obvious targeting and persecution of President Donald Trump. And I said, the Democrats don't realize how this move is going to wake up the black population. They're going to go, whoa, whoa, wait a minute. Whoa, up, wait a minute. Let us put some pimping in it. Great. That's a song by Nelly and is one of his boys. Straight up, gotta handle your business. Yeah. Trump's handling his business. And I'm gonna tell you, as I said, rappers got this dude, you know, he's an icon. And by the way, still an icon. Still an icon. You can, look at Michelle Obama. She's so beautiful. Let me tell you something. Don't ever put that woman in the same room with Melania Trump. Don't do it. Don't do it. People will be like, whoa, don't do it. I mean, look, that's not a slap on Michelle Obama. I don't care. Think what you want about her. They doll her up. They do an Oprah number on her and make her look appealing. Good for her. Good for her. If there are people out there that think that woman is beautiful, good for you. To each his own. But she ain't no Melania Trump. Not to the average person. No, sir. But anyway, I want to get back to this Trump thing. I knew that what would happen when they persecuted Trump, because Trump created a gap in the narrative. And here's what I'm talking about. And I talked about this on the program before. See, only black people are supposed to be targeted and persecuted. This is according to leftists. Only black people get targeted and persecuted. That I'm talking about, this is what black people say. Man, you ain't no justice, no peace when you a black man in America. Black man. Black man can't get no break. Black man. I mean, come on, man. We are the group who get the attack dogs biting us and get the water cannon shot at us. We are the oppressed, not rich, white, Republican men. So, if the courts, in these courts where black people get unfair treatment by the entirety of the justice system, ultimately railroaded, we get treated unfairly, disproportionate sentences, crack cocaine versus powder cocaine, and, you know, one joint versus a dude that's delivering kilos and stuff, and we get sentences that are outrageous. I told you, I got a buddy. He got 16 years because he took money out of his own, trust. He got a trust fund because he wanted to buy his girlfriend a car. 16 years. He gets more time than dudes get than Bernie Madoff would have gotten. I don't know how much time because I think Bernie died, but you get what I'm saying? Y'all know what I'm saying, white people? This is how the system works, folks. Unfair sentences for black folks. We've been dealing with this for decades. This is the injustice system and how it works for blacks. And then comes who? This rich, white, Republican icon, who everybody liked, who got NAACP awards for his work with black folks, and suddenly he's a racist? Pictures of Donald Trump with Don King, Michael Jackson, every black man on the planet, rappers, and politicians, you name it, and suddenly he's a racist? Doesn't jive. Not a black man in history has been targeted to the degree of Donald Trump. That fact represents a real problem for Democrats, folks. That's what I'm here to talk about. That's what makes Donald Trump sticky, is when you go, this doesn't fit. There's something wrong here. This is not supposed to happen to guys like him. He's the guy getting away with this stuff. He's the guy that's on the other side of this. Isn't he the guy that's actually persecuting us? Isn't that the mean-spirited, rich, white Republican guy that hates us, that would never appear with black folks in public, and certainly not the rappers and the so-called riffraff, those super predators? Y'all beginning to understand what I'm talking about, white folks? Pay attention now. Wake up out there. Oh, man. I love when this kind of thing occurs. This is a wake up. This is where there's such a disjoint that even black people are like, whoa, wait a minute. You talking about Donald Trump? I see Trump everywhere, but black people like Trump. Yeah. This man is getting the same treatment of black folks. He's getting the proverbial attack dog sicked on him. He's getting that water cannon sprayed on him. He's getting an injustice, a system of injustice that makes black people go, oh, I see what's going on here. I thought this was unique to us. I say again, no black man in history has been targeted to the degree of Donald Trump. Now, they haven't lynched him. You know, they haven't strung him up. Politically, they're trying, though. And everything they do is going to backfire. We come back, we'll talk more about it.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Hey, folks, Kevin Jackson here. We're talking about the battle of ideas. Do you feel like a loser? Well, if you do, it's time to change the way you think. But it's almost impossible to do that when you're bombarded with negativity. And the people who claim to represent you seem to always side against you. Well, you can do something different. And it's already begun. The Kevin Jackson Network showcases the real America. We blend pop culture and entertainment to bring you the good news about America. And that good news is you. Visit our website, read our articles, watch our videos, continue listening to this show, and spread the message to others. Check out our merch. And if you're really inspired, make a financial gift. Help us continue to spread a message of inspiration and hope. You are important to us. You're important to the country. You're important to the world. So please visit thekevinjacksonnetwork.com and make a...
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my health today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
Donald Trump is the man. As much as the left hates it, that is a fact. It is a fact of life. Oh, the right hates it, too. I heard a guy who's part of the Lincoln Project. You should hear the convoluted nonsense that these people, they're delusional. They're delusional. And by the way, they are a small fringe of people. They're that 5% that I talked about with Joe Biden, that are Republicans that think Joe Biden's doing a good job. They're delusional, but that's the 5%. But you know how many of those people on the left are not delusional? The Democrats that have said our people are stupid is about 30%. I'll give up that 5% to get the 30% of the Democrats and the 65% of independents. I'll give that up.
Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson Show. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I'm going to go ahead and spill the beans. BLM actually endorsed Donald Trump, a guy who is one of the co-founders of one of the areas of BLM in, I believe, Idaho or Iowa or wherever. We'll know in a minute. Said, I mean, he's giving every overture towards Donald Trump. Now, before we get excited, understand this. BLM is a terror group. But within everything that you do, there's always something good. There's some good that BLM wants to accomplish. I don't like their tactics all the time. But in this particular case, they got it right. But let me just say this, because I was talking about this in the previous segment. Democrats expose who the real bad guys are when they attacked Donald Trump. It's not rich, right Republican men or women. The boogeymen are Democrats. And here's what American Liberty reported. Joe Biden and the Democrats have so blatantly weaponized the Justice Department to do their bidding that now even some of the most far left Americans are realizing that things are getting really scary in America. This includes one of the co-founders of BLM, a guy named Mark Fisher, who has warned that the J6 prisoners rotting away in jail are very obviously, you ready for this, folks? Political prisoners. You know who's locked in those jails? Not black folks. He says that's not supposed to happen in this country. Fisher co-founded the BLM Rhode Island chapter, and he's the executive director of Maryland-based BLM, Inc. The people arrested for J6, as I said, were not people of color. They were mostly white folks who had one major problem. They supported Donald Trump. And they knew that our elections are rigged. That's the deal. Here's what Fisher said on these J6 prisoners. He said, their lambs led to the slaughter to be sacrificed as an example for all who might want to dissent in the future. This is what the government does to those who express independent thought and want to stand up for what they believe. Holy mother of Sojourner Truth, this brother from BLM is speaking like he's a black conservative. Clearly, Fisher understands the far-reaching ramifications should BLM voice its differences of opinion from the leftist narrative. In other words, that could easily be a group of blacks who dissented and were sent to rot in prison. Folks, what's happening right now in the conservative movement is showing black folks that it isn't about you. It's not about your color. It's about your ideology. That's what he said. Democrats expose, folks, the two-tier system of justice, and Fisher recognized it. He called it this, oppressive and overreaching. But perhaps the most profound of his observations came in this statement. And before I go all Martin Luther King on you, Martin Luther King Jr., Reverend King, I want to say this. This is a revelation. I don't think most people realize this. Now, again, I don't condone BLM. I don't. But I will tell you when they're right. I will tell you when what they're saying has that soak. You know, it's soaking into the fabric of blacks in America. You think this guy's you think he's on the fringe? No. This is what black folks are seeing. This is what I've been telling you. Feel like my aunt, Man Pot. I told you, nephew. He says, I don't trust the federal or state government as far as I can throw them. And the media is trying to stop us from uniting against the government. That's what he said. Boy, we're just getting started. Y'all having fun? You having fun listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? If you are, I hope you go to the website and I hope you support us. Things are going to change. We were having an issue with it the other day. I know it's been fixed since then, but go there. 500 of you. We're asking you for $20 a month. 500. Stalwarts. And by the way, if some of you can do better, do better. Please do. Pay it forward. Let somebody else help somebody else. That's what Ann did. Yep. That's what Dr. Andy did. These are people that pay it forward. They're like, you know what? If I can do more to, what is that? To those, more is given, more is expected. If you can do more, do it. If it turns out it's 387 people, okay, great. But we hit the number. And let me tell you, it's not too much to ask. This isn't, what's funny to me is this. I'm cracking myself up because I'm going, I'm not even talking about money for me. I'm talking about paying staffers. I'm talking about just stop me from having to go into my pockets to pay people because I'm not rich. And if you, let me tell you what, you want to know what the scuttlebutt is with everything we do? People go, how do y'all do so much? We do it because we got a great staff and we got a good Lord that whispers in my ear and says, do this, do that. And I just follow. All right, let me get back on track. When people question if my work and that of many great black conservatives resonate, I'm warmed by stories like this. When commenting about the Democratic Party, this BLM dude in Rhode Island, Fisher, excoriated Democrats. And you know what he said? He called them, are you ready, people listening to the Kevin Jackson Show? He called them racist. Have you heard that before, that Democrats are racist? He said, it is a racist party with racist policies that negatively impact black families. That is a quote from BLM. Black people are stuck on the plantation mentally. They're slaves in their own minds because they refuse to see the big picture and how we've been used and abused by Democrats. With policies that are absolutely antithetical to what black people yearn for in this country, which is life, liberty, freedom, the pursuit of happiness, and a family to raise. What? This guy's BLM? Kevin Jackson, say it ain't so. This is when I tell you people, when I was speaking with the National Black Panther Party, and I'm going, the New Black Panther Party, rather, and they're telling me they're mad at Democrats. People couldn't believe it. Yeah. Is this thing on? Is this mic live? But Fisher wasn't done, folks. Referring to the infamous line that Biden deployed on black voters and running for president in 2020 about you ain't black, he said this. How racist is that? That the Democratic plantation telling black people they're too stupid to think independently, too stupid to think critically, and that we've got to march down to the polls and do what we're told to do. But it gets better, people. Are you ready? His take on Trump. The media paints Trump as a pariah. And I've been telling you for the longest, nothing could be further from the truth. I've written about it, spoken about Trump's appeal, because it is impossible not to notice if you're looking. And I talked about Jeff Landry winning the gubernatorial race, and well as Milei in Venezuela, both staunch Trump supporters. And now we got the Speaker of the House, Mike Johnson, who's another. The fact is Trump is extremely popular domestically and worldwide. And his popularity is the very reason the leftists torment this man and anyone associated with him. They can't beat him. They got to make it impossible for anybody to want him. But it's their zeal to get Trump that makes their ideological bent easier to spot. And this is what Fisher had to say. If you look at both parties and the potential candidates, including the current president and VP, I think Trump is the best candidate we have. It's a no-brainer. More and more black people every day are supporting him. This is what this guy said. This isn't me. I know you may be thinking, Kevin, seriously? But here's what got me. He said more are secretly backing Trump in 2024 than the media wants you to believe. Now, I'm no fan of BLM, but I'll take our wins where they occur. And this, folks, is a win. This guy's speaking truth about the real conditions in this company, in this country, rather, and the Republicans would do well to understand how well positioned this party is for a takeover of these so-called Democratic positions, and pay attention.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.